Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Here. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Your dynamic duo, as always, Scott Bogman, Chris Welch.
Welsh. White guys.
Actually, technically, it would be Bogman. And then
Bogman.
I'm Robin. I can't pick
White
Robin.
White guys. Crackers.
Da-da-da-da. You're really into that thing lately. That's a whole bit. Ever since I ate crackers on one of our podcasts, you and Pizapia are nothing but just throwing out cracker slang.
Well, I got my Run CMC shirt, speaking of crackers.
Ah, you did. Congratulations.
It came in today. Yeah, I tweeted about it. So,
How did it fit? That's always the key.
Like it should have.
Ah, so. Okay. Because we had the discussion. Do you order what we feel like we probably should wear? Or do you order what keeps you away from eating 50 pills out of the medicine cabinet?
It's the Hanes beefy tea is usually pretty solid for an actual fit.
So you got it on and you're like, I can go out in public. This doesn't have to be an undershirt. This
yep,
is great.
It's funny that your brain works exactly like mine does, because yes, that was my first thought. I was like, because I had another shirt ready to go over it. I'm like, let's see. And you know how when you get it first out of the bag, you're kind of like, it's a little tight, but then it kind of, you know, loosens up. You're like,
this
is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, let it breathe.
Conforms
right.
A little bit. I've had that where I'll get like a present, you know, like a Christmas present. And like my mother-in-law, she'll be like, oh, I know, you're trying to like work out and stuff. So I thought this is just a nice shirt. And it's like extra large, huh? And I'm like,
XL.
I'm like, guess that's going to be an undershirt.
Right.
Can't even wear that one around the house either. You ever wear one of those? You put it on, you're like, nope, not even for just me.
Because there's mirrors in my house, I can't do that.
Well, just also the feeling of a shirt hugging like that. And for me, I'm taller also. So being bigger and taller, like nothing is ever long enough. So not only do you get like, is skin tight, but then if it's riding up a little bit on the stomach and you're like, well, I hate myself.
Well, I've had that just because I'm so fat. You know, you throw on one of those old XLs, try to raise the arms up. Nope.
I'll tell you, I have spent, we got a lot to talk about, by the way, in the whole show. We'll be talking tons of football. So don't worry if I'm blasphemous here for a minute. We'll be talking about the Thursday night game, all of what's
right
coming
now
up
we're
in
talking
week
about
six,
how shirts
DFS.
Fit. All
yeah,
right,
but
calm down. We'll get there.
So I've spent the entire week out at the Arizona Fall League, which is prospect baseball stuff. If you if that's your bag, then I'm your bag holder, my friend. I'm the dealer because I have got it for you. And I have tons of video, just around tons of people. I have come to one conclusion, though. There are way more people than I was aware of that don't have a concept of how they look in public, or when you know when you lift your shirt and
the
you're like,
give ups.
Yeah, like okay, there's one guy. He had his glove, and he's like it was his buddy and him, and their two girls, and consistently for five innings, he was running around trying to catch a foul ball or get a ball, and like you know like the little kids do that are like 8 years old. He would go up and he'd be like, "Hey, throw me the ball," and like I heard him say he was like 35 years old, you know, so that's my age. And that's all fine. I judged him for that alone.
Yeah, those guys are tiresome.
And he was like running around and stuff. But here's where I'm getting at. He'd lift his arms up.
No.
And it was just all stomach. And I was
come on.
Bro, you gotta like,
bro.
Just
bro.
Like don't put your arm over your head. Just bend the elbow and put the head up. And then also there's a lot of, as you can imagine, baseball games in Arizona in October. A lot of guys that don't have a concept that the shirt doesn't fit anymore. No concept.
Now, let me ask you this, because I've noticed this a little bit, but it's with guys like over 50.
100 pounds? Oh yeah.
No. Over 50 years old.
And
that's what I see.
And they're not like skinny 50 years old. They're
no, of course
295
not,
pounds.
It's not forgivable, but it's kind of like a, well, this is what happens when you're, a C-note overweight and you're in your 50s. You just don't care anymore.
You
like,
just don't care
it.
That your stomach is out at all times.
Right. I mean, look.
You're like Ezekiel Elliott. You're wearing a midriff, but you weigh 400 pounds. It's not great.
You're Ezekiel Elliott. That's an accurate statement. But now let me ask you this. Are you kind of jealous of them?
Oh, that they don't.
Not
sure.
Because they're physique.
No,
just
I know what
the
you mean. Clearly not because of their physique. No, I don't even think it's confidence. I think it's the opposite. It's not confidence. It's just lack of awareness. It's okay. Lack of, I don't know what the word is. They're not self-awareness. They're not in touch. They don't have a concept that what they're doing is embarrassing. It's the ignorance is bliss. I wish I had that all the time. I am affected by the world affects me way more than it should in lots of areas where I wish my life could be as simple as me not even caring that I'm wearing a midriff out in public.
Dude, I ran up some stairs today and then ran down the stairs.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm like, oh my God. You know, so instead of doing.
Someone thinks you're just like, did you just fight crime? Like, what's
yeah,
happening?
They're like, where'd he run, man? Where'd he go? Yeah. You get him? Did the cops come?
I just went down a floor.
Yeah, no. I just went up and then down real quick. So, but instead of being the guy that takes the elevator after that, like, well, I don't want to be out of breath. I'm like, no, I need more stairs. So, yeah. I am eating pizza right now, but
it's a thing where it's like, if you need it, you need a 3X, but you can't make that jump. You're not going
right,
to make that
I
jump
can't.
To the next one.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And maybe sometimes that's what it is with those guys.
Oh, maybe like, it is.
They're like, you know what? I'm just not going to go buy a whole new wardrobe because I put on 15 extra pounds. This is just what I'm going to weigh. And then in the summer, I'll wear all my hoodies. So, or in the winter, I'll wear all my hoodies.
I will admit, one of the days I was able to wear, I have this nice, Nike. Yes, I wear Nike. Thin hoodie thing.
You were wearing it?
I was okay. I was good. And, it felt good. It feels good wearing that. You definitely feel like a better person than when you just, I mean, when you're bigger, if you're like skinnier, none of these are your issues. You're just like, what's the problem? I wear a large and shut up. Like you don't count. But like when you're big and gross and whatnot, even wearing a t-shirt can be a little bit of a problem unless, as long as you don't go down the route of getting the smaller version like you did drunkenly on this show 2 weeks ago or was it last week?
That was last week, yeah.
Last week, wow, good shipping, I guess, where you ordered drunkenly the Run CMC t-shirt, and you got it in today.
Yeah, that's right, and I let Nate Hamilton know.
Yeah, and you tweeted it.
So, and then he immediately
looks good on you.
So, yeah, I also got accused of dyeing my hair in that picture, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how good my hair looks. I took it as a compliment, though.
Okay. You're very proud of you. I mean, that's like a thing you're very proud of. You love to shame other people's hair and you love to talk about your big, curly, stupid
Look,
hair.
Look, man, I got to go with what actually works. And that's about it. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, fair enough. It's fair enough. We got a lot, like I said, to cover. We are going to be going through some DFS lineups. We're going to have to pull one of our bros on Twitter. We have some internet points to award Bogman, even though I know zero of us tracked what was going on. But I'm pretty sure I only received one tweet. And is it Drew? Forgive me. I have a million tweets.
Man, before you go down this rabbit hole, you should pull that up next week. You know what I mean? Like, just pull it up before. Yeah. And that way, you know the guy's name. Give him proper credit, right?
Yeah. Well, you have a lot less tweets, so you should find it real quick.
Oh, I should find it.
Yeah. Because he played a lot.
I'm the tweet bitch now. That's my job.
Well, I mean, whatever term you need to use, whatever makes you feel comfortable, you do that.
Yeah. Whatever makes you get it, bitch, just go get it.
Yeah. Thank you for dropping that consistently. But we're going to go through the DFS lineups. We're going to talk about the Week 6 games. We're going to talk about Thursday night here in a minute. We got tons and tons of football as well as the latest news, so don't want anybody to scram anywhere. But check us out over at InThisLeague.com. if you happen to be going down that route of fantasy basketball this weekend, know that we got you covered over at InThisLeague.com. We've got a top 150 that's up. We've got a million episodes available for you, our top 150 positional rank episodes, mock drafts. And over at the ITL Army, we have got our list of the 150 and positional rank. So the ITL Army, that's the insider program for Bogman and I. You get access to us. You get our comedy show. We got a comedy show coming up. You ready to be funny?
I can be, sure.
I'm going to see Marc Maron tonight.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if it's
I didn't get invited by you. So
no. What's sad? I think there might be tickets still available.
Oh, my. No, there's not.
I mean, go look, Boggs. I think there are. Like, go look on the break. He's only here one night for one show, and I don't think it's sold out.
There's no way it's not sold out. I guarantee it's sold out. I mean,
it's Arizona. It's Arizona.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we mentioned this the other day. It's more purple than it is red now. So
yeah,
well, Drew Snyder.
What about Drew Snyder? Yeah, Drew.
That's our guy.
Yeah, see, I knew who he was.
Mr. Boom Shakalaka.
Boom Shakalaka. Boom. Played our lineups. I think he won this weekend. Won some money.
That's right.
Based on our lineups, probably
and internet points. Look at that.
How many official internet points did he win? I guess we'll talk about it when we get there. But I think it was like 300.
Yeah, it was at least 300.
Okay.
We might have. How many did we give away? It was 550 total because we said 150, bumped it up to an extra 300 to play both.
Wait. I'm getting something. Bogman. Okay, I just got this confirmed to me. Because Drew was the only one that participated, 700. It has been bumped to 700 internet points. Drew has received. He is in the firm lead. And I tell you, in the coming weeks, we will have a system to redeem your points. It'll be like credit card extra point miles. For every 10,000 points, you receive one Bogman dollar.
You were stuck between, QVC salesman and the guy at the very end of the commercial who reads all the stuff and promos really quick. So no one really notices it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm just not good at that stuff. I don't know what to tell you, but Drew did all that stuff. But go check us out at patreon.com/ITL Army. Support ITL. Get all the stuff and things. Have access to us Thursday nights with Bogman. All that fun stuff. We'd love to have you. Speaking of, let's talk about that Thursday night game. How was that for you? Because you were doing Thursday night with Bogman with some of our wonderful listeners, and it was a weird game because the best player in the game was on the team that just got demolished. I mean, Saquon Barkley is a unit. He's a beast of a unit with, 229 total yards, I think. He had a touchdown, a 55-yarder receiving he was able to catch. I mean, 12 targets out of the air. He had two more targets than Odell, and he caught three more balls than Odell. It's just all you need is Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's not all you need. You need Saquon and some semblance of a defense somewhere.
Good point. You know, actually, it's funny you say that. It's funny you say that because, like, look at the Giants. Saquon Barkley, you know, beast of an athlete. You know, one of the best running backs. I want to talk about this actually here, where you value him. Wide receiver, Odell Beckham, one of the most, you know, dynamically interesting wide receivers, whether he's a crybaby or not. And then you go
Ramen head.
Yeah, then you go look at, like, who he compared against. Like, Saquon against Wendell Smallwood and Corey Clement, and then Odell against Jordan Matthews and Nelson Aguilar. It's just the Eagles.
Alshon had a good day.
Yeah, the Eagles just get it. Yeah, he did. He had two touchdowns. The Eagles get it done with, this reminds me of like NFC Patriots. The Eagles are. They just get it done with lesser talent, and they make it work in their system, where the Giants have a couple of the most talented players, but it doesn't matter. And if you ask Odell, it comes down to play calling and maybe Eli Manning.
Yeah, man, I tell you, there's a lot of hate going on for Eli right now. And to be honest, it's deserved. I've always kind of been an Eli apologist. I don't think that he gets the credit that he deserves sometimes because, Eli was a very good quarterback for a very long time.
I think it's mainly to do with his face.
Like, yeah, a lot of the hate is from his face. Yeah, 100%. But I mean, the first pass that he threw, or the second pass, I think it was picked off because he made a bonehead idiot mistake that you don't make as a veteran in the NFL. He threw it so the tight end was open. I can't remember who it was because Ellison and Ingram were both out. Whoa. But so he threw it to the tight end to the shoulder where he had the
was
defender
Jawil Davis?
Dude, I don't remember.
Scott Simonson?
What.
I just named you two players on the Giants. I have no idea who they are.
I think it was Simonson.
Simonson is a tight end, a 6 foot five Simonson. Fife Simonson is 6'5", 261. He had three targets.
Some money.
Yeah,
right.
And he caught the 124 yarder.
Yeah, so it might have been him.
Never heard of her.
He threw it to his right shoulder where the defender was sitting right there. And instead of, you know, being able to catch it, if he had thrown it to his left shoulder, he would have been able to fall back and grab that ball. You know, which as an NFL starting quarterback, you should be able to do this stuff. Threw it to his right shoulder. The defender knocked it up in the air. Another guy picked it off, and it was just off to the races from there.
Can I ask you something with Eli?
Yeah.
Do you think would you say last year was like a subpar year for him?
Well, it was a subpar year as far as the record goes, but I remember him being like really bad in games and then really good in games. So he's kind of in between, right?
You'd say what last 2-3 years he's been pretty mediocre.
Yeah.
Do you think, let's call it 3 years of mediocrity, and then this year where the downtrend is following a little bit more of what the stock market did this last week, where it's like a tumble, would you say
this is the Welsh's new thing is the stock market?
I'm doing fine. I know how to do it. Here's the deal. Do you think this little half turn of the last 4 years is going to affect the status of how we look at him, like as a whole? Like, I'm talking Hall of Fame.
There's people that I don't know that he'll get in already. I mean, I think
I'm going with it because I felt like 5 years ago you would have said this, and it's like, you know, oh, he's got a ring. He's a Manning. You know, look what he's doing, and he's got
two rings.
Yeah, two rings. Know? Exactly. Like he's gonna have to. He's gonna get there. I feel like this is one of those few times. This is pretty damaging how these last couple of years have gone for him.
I'd put him in still. I mean, I think he's still top 10 all time in passing, you know. And sure, the last couple years specifically, the game has really been geared towards offense. And it was more geared towards offense since Eli came in than previous generations.
Well, here, you know what, hold
still
that
hitting
thought.
Top 10 is good.
Let's hold that thought. Let's talk about that a little bit more on the other side of this break. We're going to talk Eli, Saquon, and a ton more of Week 6 that's coming up. So don't you go anywhere. More Bogman and the Welsh for In This League coming up on the other side on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In This League.
You are too easy.
If you enjoy playing daily fantasy sports, but you're sick of dealing with professionals, using algorithms to select hundreds of lineups and entries, you've got to try the Props Builder tool at mybookie.ag. Forget having to create multiple lineups. Ditch the hassle of dealing with late scratches and avoid experts winning 90% of the money. Invest in the players that you want without salary caps. And if you sign up for a new account using promo code FNTSY, you can receive a 50% deposit bonus. No more dealing with late lineup scratches, no experts to compete against, just you and the prop that you choose. Go to mybookie.ag, enter promo code FNTSY upon sign up, and choose your matchups using the Props Builder tool. That's mybookie.ag. Promo code FNTSY. Welcome back. It is In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh, InThisLeague.com, and the millions and millions of podcasts. And millions of podcasts that we do. All the content, though, I do think is flush with uniqueness. I rapped on our latest basketball podcast. I sang Eminem. I thought it was okay. I didn't try to make up my own rap. I just sang his.
You told one of the most embarrassing stories I've ever heard in my life, too.
Which one? I remember,
you don't remember.
I'm trying to remember what the story was. I remember
it was about the girl you were trying to hit on at the YMCA.
Oh, yeah. Was that on the basketball show?
Yeah, I'm cringing.
You want to know what's so difficult about being I hate using the word like content provider, like, because that just doesn't, it sounds like, you know, we're just machines. We're like, we make shows that you
I make
digest.
Content, laugh, fart joke, fart joke.
I don't truly know the world that we sit in. You know, is it analyst? Is it, I don't like the word expert. I don't think we can full on be comedians, anything LOL. Like that. We're just, we do a show.
We're dudes.
We do shows. We're guys. Yeah. We're dudes who talk about guy stuff and sports and sometimes not guy stuff. That
talk
might
about
be...
Battlefish.
Yeah, Battlefish.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
The Welsh will rap. You
yeah.
know?
You never
we
know
get
what's
drunk
happen.
And buy sports shirts. So
you never know what's going to happen. But there's nothing more depressing when we go off the rails with maybe something that's like uniquely interesting or funny, and you just hear nothing. I didn't hear one thing about me singing that horrible song, not even like a, oh God, didn't hear a single thing on the story that
Which
you
song?
Said, it, the Eminem song, the Eminem rap.
Oh, okay.
Not one thing.
Yeah, no. There were people saying
not
things.
To me, all to you.
Well, in
behind
the
my back.
Room, you know, you were out at the Folly game most of the
thing.
Day, but yeah, there were a couple of people posting Slim Shady gifts.
Yeah, so. hiding behind the group me. Nothing on the interwebs. No talk. Nothing.
Well, I put up Slim Shady. On
not
there.
One thing about my embarrassing story.
Not
you said
once.
The story we told about e-wrestling 3 or 4 years ago. It still hasn't died. Like, it still lives out there. People love that. You're saying what I said on the basketball podcast was most embarrassing. Didn't hear a single thing about it. Not one.
Well, maybe it says more about me. Maybe it's not that embarrassing and I should get over it.
Oh, I like that. I like this take.
You know, it definitely could be a thing where it's like, you know what? You're hitting on a girl. Everything's fair game. You know?
True.
And the more I think about it, the more I probably should have gone with that.
Oh, okay. So, like, you should start lying more?
No, not lying, but, like, you also said you were what?
That was, like, 18? 17.
You were 27?
18.
So,
32?
You know, you were 27 hanging out at the YMCA with all those kids.
Can you imagine if you're, like, 30 and working at the YMCA? I mean, like, no offense. It's a job's a job. Like, it's great. But, like, can you just imagine? Like, you,
I mean,
like you,
look,
one are you or I? Like, not just a normal, like, a
let,
normal
let,
person's
let me ask
fine.
You this. If you're 30 and working at the YMCA,
not
how many
out.
Steps above holding a sign at an underpass is that?
I mean, I guess it's a decent amount.
I mean, it's multiple steps, of
yeah.
course, but...
Yeah, I guess know, it's a decent
You get
a
fired
amount.
From your YMCA job, you're probably ripping up some cardboard at home.
You're probably spending a sign right outside yeah. of it. And you're like...
your last couple dollars are spent on a Sharpie and a poster board. So.
Membership deals. Spin here. Get here. It's what a miserable job. All right. When we went to break... I mean, I might be making a big deal. It might be more like talk radio shtick type of stuff. But I am curious because you see this immense talent. And I guess where I'm going with it is it's not like I'm not trying to kill the legacy of Eli Manning. And I'm not saying, you know, like it's all just about like, you know, OK, he's been not good for 3 or 4 years, you know, F his legacy and nothing counts. I'm not saying that type of stuff necessarily, but also add on to it that he's had one of the best wide receivers in the NFL for multiple years. They've got one of the most dynamic running back. He is that run he had, I think it was in the third quarter, where Saquon just, like, it looked like, oh, they're going to, you know, they'll get him
You're
at the legs.
About the 9-yard run, right? Not the 50-yard run.
No, the 50-yard run. The 50-yard. No,
that's not nearly as impressive as a 9-yard run.
Well, yeah,
I'm
just saying, like, how okay. he was breaking the hole. The two guys that were coming in, I was like, oh, this is one of those are going to get him by his feet and stop him. Nope. He just, zoom, just bye-bye, you know, just blasting through the hole. One of the most dynamic running backs in the NFL, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Sterling Shepard has been good. They have had Evan Ingram. You know, they've had a good defense before. Yet,
he's also had Eric Flowers protecting his blind side for last two seasons.
And maybe that's a lot what to do. So I guess I'm saying is it's not just about, yes, the last couple of years have been bad, but is there something to look at the legacy of this guy also to say, why is he also just not good with really great talent?
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it's age. You know, his footwork has become really, really bad. And I think part of it is the protection and going through bad play calling as well. I think it's a combo of things. I don't know that it's Eli just completely falling off the face of the planet because he's been good. I mean,
is he a no-doubt Hall of Fame quarterback?
I do think so. He's sixth all-time in passing yards.
Oh,
so,
is he really?
Yeah. Here's the guys ahead of him. Dan Marino, Tom Brady, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees.
Wow.
Those are all going, you know.
Okay. I mean, statistically, that's going to be tough. Answer me this. Do you think the last couple years of Brett Favre's tenure damaged the legacy of how we viewed him?
No, I don't. I think maybe if you were a new football fan and all you saw was the, you know, chucking it straight up in the air and yelling 500 Brett Favre, yeah, then you probably are like, why does everybody like this guy? But I don't think so. And Brett Favre had...
Like, why does this guy have his camera down his pants all the time? Like, get out of here.
guess how many interceptions Brett Favre had.
More than anybody.
But the most by a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, how many touchdowns did he have?
Touchdowns, Brett Favre had 508.
I'll say he had 450 interceptions.
He had 336 interceptions. The next highest ever was George Blanda, who played 8 million years. He played more games than Brett Favre. He had 277.
Wow. How many does
Philip Rivers
have?
336 to 277. Rivers?
I bet he has a lot.
He's got to have. He doesn't 200. Have more than Eli.
No, but he's got to have. Oh, okay. Well,
he doesn't have as many as Brees. I'm looking for the active guys. Roethlisberger is 39th all time. Rivers is 46th. So Rivers 168, Roethlisberger 180. Eli has 232.
So what I'm getting at is, you take a guy like Brett Favre, and I don't think his legacy was tarnished at all by that last run that wasn't great. But I do feel like, whether he's a Hall of Famer or not, there's probably no discussion, is he a Hall of Famer? But I definitely think how you approach him is a much different thing than what it had been 4 or 5 years ago. Like, the stats are great, but I just don't feel like we're going to look at him and he's going to be as beloved. Like, I think Drew Brees could be a little bit more beloved. And
he definitely will. Well, Drew Brees is going to break all the records. Like, yeah, he has 499 passing touchdowns. So he's one behind Tom Brady. He's nine behind Favre for the all-time list, and Peyton Manning has 539. So Drew Brees plays this year and next year, he's going to be the all-time passing touchdown leader at some point between him and Brady, you know.
Like, so. One I was interested, I brought up on the break we talked about, was like, I wonder if people would put a guy like Kurt Warner in higher regard. He has a couple Super Bowls, and I think he might get a pass because we know he played later, but all the great stuff that he did with the Rams, and then, you know, it was that little weird short run with the Giants, but then he really turned around the Cardinals. He turned that organization around. And I kind of wonder if, you know, all things were equal, who's going to be, you know, who will be seen in better eyes? Like, if we ask, I don't want to ask this poll. There's no freaking way I'm putting this poll
Warner
out there.
Well, Warner would win it, especially after that Thursday night performance. Come
if
on.
You said, who is the better all-time quarterback, Kurt Warner or Eli Manning?
I think if I had to pick one guy to win me a game, I would pick Kurt.
I would too. But what do you think that poll looks like if we put that out on the internet?
Right now, I think it'd be 95% Kurt Warner.
Do you really?
And 5%. Well, dude, Eli had one of the worst games of his career.
Did you just say that Eli is 6th all-time on the passing yards?
Yeah, and Kurt Warner's 40th, but Kurt Warner also got a late start. And, you know, it's Kurt Warner's Hall of Fame. Being in the Hall of Fame is way, way, way more about his playoff performances. You know, I think before this last Super Bowl, he had the most passing yards all time in Super Bowls, and he had the number one and number two passing yard games in Super Bowl history. So
honestly,
it's more about his playoff performance than anything.
The most memorable thing we'll walk away, and I'm being dead serious here, of Eli Manning is his stupid face. His dumb face is going to be the most memorable. What do we, I mean,
dude, I tell you what, and I'm not lying, and I know people are going to think I'm lying. I love the Eli dumb face memes, but when I think of Eli Manning, I think of him dropping that pass to Plexico first in the back of the end zone. So to
you
beat
don't think
the
David
the
Tyree?
Patriots. No, I don't. I think of that pass to Plexico that won them the Super Bowl because that is the play that sealed it. So,
of course, you pick a former Steeler, you loser.
No, I don't care. You think I care about Plexico? Give me a break, dude.
I don't know. I think of David Tyree, and then I just think of disheveled hair and just as a moron face. Just the dumbest
the
face.
Moron
on
the face.
That thing will be forever beloved. All right. So let me turn it to one more thing, kind of trying to end out. I don't want to spend a whole show talking about the Thursday night game. Saquon Barkley, though. His performance of, you know, only 13 carries, but obviously they were down and he still had 130 yards. But he caught 9 passes on 12 targets and 99 yards. So he almost went 100-100. He reminds me of, like, everything our brain thinks David Johnson is. And he physically looks, but is in better shape, like what our envision of Ezekiel Elliott is. Like, you know how, like, think about Ezekiel Elliott right now. I guarantee you, he's more fit in your mind than he is in real life. Like, he's just a little
Zeke?
Bit. Yeah, he's a little.
Zeke's pretty fit, dude.
I mean, he's fit, but he's just like, I don't know, like, stocky is a little bit.
He's just got a giant face, I think, is what you're thinking.
I don't know, maybe. A little, looks like he had a bunch of beers anytime I see his crop top out there. Like, he's a fit guy, but it looks like, you know, if you were skinny for a minute, or me too, I'm not putting that on you, and like, if you're, you know, a skinny person, a fit person, has a bunch of beer.
I can imagine it.
Has a bunch of beer in the distended stomach. He has like a distended stomach.
So like what my stomach looks like all the time.
Yeah, but then there's like muscles and stuff that are around the stomach.
Oh,
that type of thing.
Yeah, nope.
I think Saquon Barkley has proved all the naysayers. Anyone that would do the whole, like, can we take a rookie in the first round thing by leaps and bounds. I'm curious, though, where do you think he is on the season? If we were restarting right now and we were drafting, where do you think where would Saquon go? Because I think it's between 2 and 3. 3 to be safe.
That's an interesting question. So, well, here's... We were talking about this a little bit, you know, when we're going over what we're going to talk about tonight. And this is a great question. We initially you were thinking about Kamara, and I was like, no, he's definitely ahead of Kamara because Mark Ingram came back and, you know, the touchdown.
That was one game. That was one game, to be fair.
Right. But that was also like Kamara was still very good in that game. If he gets in the end zone, that's going to be fine. So, like, I'm not knocking Kamara. I just would easily put Barkley ahead of him moving forward.
Just putting this right here, I'm looking. I didn't interrupt you, but right now, Saquon Barkley I'm looking at a full PPR league, is the number one overall player. Now,
well, yeah,
he has
that's
a game.
He's played a game, but per game, he's third running back.
Oh, yeah, because Alvin Kamara, if he were playing this week, but he's on a bye, he would need 14 points to get to Saquon. Todd Gurley is 7 points away, so he's clearly number one. Ezekiel Elliott's down here with 93 points, so he's down as like the sixth running back. I kind of think I'm torn between Kamara and Barkley.
What about Melvin Gordon, though? Melvin Gordon's been amazing, too. So, especially in a PPR league. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's a question if he's been amazing. I don't think he's over Saquon. I mean,
I think Saquon's probably two right now. I think it's Gurley and then Saquon.
You want to know something amazing? It's incredible. Has Saquon played all the games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a little bit unfair, but you add this extra game in, that is something to play in here. But the most targeted running backs are Alvin Kamara and Saquon Barkley with 51 targets on the year.
Well, yeah, because Eli can't throw the ball down the field
anymore. And he has the most catches of any running back in the NFL is Saquon Barkley. He has 2 more than Alvin Kamara. Now, Kamara could take that, but he has 8 more than James White. Now, James White will get a couple this weekend and it'll even itself out a little bit.
Right.
But Saquon Barkley is a beast on all fronts. And
Saquon's amazing, and this is what I was telling everybody going into draft season, and this is what everybody was saying, and everybody started to get annoying, right? Like the
should that be a poll? Should we say where do you
generational
think
player? Blah 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 blah. It would be so. The poll is would I don't think you should put players on it because
I think you just say start if we started today. If we started over today, would Saquon be drafted second overall, third overall, and then maybe 4th through 6th?
Right, right.
Let's do that. Let's do that on the break. All right.
All right.
We're going to do that on the break. Then you can be on the lookout for that over at Is It the Welsh and Bogman Sports on the Twitter handles. We'll put that poll out because I am curious what people think. I think it's not an argument that he's top three. And I'm not so sure, besides injury, anything is really going to change that because the guy is incredible. Even he does have the extra game, but he is about 50, you know, give whatever Elliott's going to do.
Imagine if he was in a good offense.
Well, and that's kind of a big thing. Like, Elliott's the league leader in rushing yards, but it's not. But Saquon's number two right now. Call it over the weekend, maybe Saquon moves down to four. But he's also about 200 and something yards more receiving than Ezekiel Elliott, more catches, more touchdowns. And I would say Barkley and Elliott are in equal crappy offenses. So to see these two guys do that, I'm curious what everyone has to say. So we'll get to that. So don't you go anywhere. More in this league. Coming up on the other side of the break, we'll be talking about this poll with Saquon Barkley. We're going to get to some DFS stuff as well, breaking down all of week six. We're coming back. Bogman, Welsh, we'll see you soon.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
Welcome back. More In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. If you guys are listening live, are you checking out the other ways you can listen live? Did you know you can listen on iHeart or TuneIn or the Fantasy Sports Radio app, which is completely free? Maybe you are one of the many that listen to the podcast version. Well, hello, you. Did you also know that you can listen to us live when we are on the air, boosting up our live listens for the Fantasy Sports Radio Network so they love us more? You can do that on those apps, but you can also listen to the podcast on those very same places. iHeart. Maybe tune in. Little Spotify. You want that? How you like me now?
Smack.
I'll raise you a little Spotify up there. You can listen to us pretty much anywhere, but like Netflix. Which, can we get that? You know, Netflix at some point is going to be like,
You guys want a show?
Yeah. Well, no, please. That would be amazing. But Netflix will just start integrating YouTube into its app, and, you know, they'll somehow buy that, and then they'll start having podcasts on there, and they'll just make everything else irrelevant.
Let me ask you something, and this is off the cuff. We don't have this on the sheet anywhere. If you had to write a negative political ad for one fantasy football player, who would the negative ad be towards? Would it be like Kenyon Drake was selected in the fourth round?
All right, it would be this. Amari Cooper with the Oakland Raiders. First round pick that everyone told us he would be with major volume, young quarterback, young wide receiver. They had a good season together. In comes John Gruden, Amari Cooper, post-hype sleeper? Could be. Amari Cooper, loser! Loser! I don't know. I don't really have
it. You hate him so much you coughed on him.
Yeah, I don't know. Amari Cooper doesn't like puppies. He kicks babies. Amari Cooper drops babies just like touchdowns. Amari Cooper, not safe for your family or your fantasy team.
How about your positive?
Well, you can take this one. I'm sure you might have a shirt that can give you a slogan. Go. Go, positive ad.
Christian McCaffrey was very late. Second round pick, or a very he wasn't even selected in the first round, and he provided you all kinds of gains. Christian McCaffrey, for your first round pick in 2019. I'm Christian McCaffrey, and I approve this message.
There you go.
I'm a cracker.
Yeah. But what is with you in that?
I just wanted to, you keep freaking out every time I say it. So.
It is, that is just your thing lately.
I don't know.
Isn't it weird how you go through phases? Bring it back. I mean, so at least someone's doing it, Bogman. Thank God. Thank God you took it upon yourself to bring that back. Isn't it funny the trends? Like, I've been thinking about this lately. In like a year, when we listen back about how much we call people losers, and we're going to like listen back to that and go through like, oh, it was our loser phase where we just said that a whole bunch. And like you go through phases. Yeah, like I know we had it a couple years ago probably with other stuff and things. I don't know what we were saying. I wish this cracker phase would get done with.
No, I mean, now it's the annoying the Welsh with cracker phase. It's not even the cracker phase.
Yeah, I mean, I like crackers, but not like not that kind. I'm not pro cracker is what I'm saying. I'm just like,
well, it was like, well, see, it was funny because we were in the Black Book and you were eating the crackers and trying to say things. And then Joe said too many crackers. And I said that was actually the first run of the name of the show.
Yeah,
so.
It was a good one. That's how we roll. All right. So you put the poll out there. Moving on from all the Netflix
crackers.
And the yeah and that and the political the ads. Crackers. What made you think of the political ad thing?
I keep seeing them on television.
You need to work on your political ad a little bit too.
I need to make well. It definitely I feel like needs to be longer.
Yeah, you could do. You could. I feel like you could come up with a good one. I mean, it's hard to come up with one off the cuff. But.
Yeah, it was just off the. I just keep seeing. You know, there's this woman running for something out here. Her name is Kristen Sinema, and she is a Democrat running in Arizona. So the Republicans all spent, you know, all their money running negative ads about her. So that's all I see is negative Kristen Sinema ads.
I mean, also, you can imagine how much they love this. I believe, if I am saying this correctly, she's the first bisexual person running for Congress. So
yeah, see, they haven't even said that on the ads. I think they can't get away with that.
They're a little scared to do that. Like
if they thought it would fly, that's the first thing they would say.
They have like the ultimate ammunition of like things that you know that they want to do, and then they're like,
we can't use that, sir. But why?
Why? Then we got there's a coming into your house
we
or your family joke there.
We would win.
We can't we use this? Is this not my America?
She likes both sexes.
Yeah.
You have to pick one. That's the American way.
That was about to go in a completely wrong direction. Let's get back on track here with because I can't believe we're going to talk so much about the Giants here. But I do want to talk about the poll, and then lastly, let's try to quickly get through the nonsense with Odell. But you put out the poll of where would you take, if you're starting fresh right now, where would Saquon Barkley go? And I think he's one of the few stories. Todd Gurley has absolutely solidified himself. He is going number one. He stays number one if you're not first or last. But if you're not first, you might be Saquon Barkley because we said two, three, four later. So what do the early poll results look like?
Are you looking at it?
I'm not. Okay. Hold on. I clicked on it, but I'm not. I'm trying to click away so I don't see the results. Okay.
Okay. What do you think is the lowest?
Fourth or lower.
That is correct. What percentage?
I mean, I saw it like right when it came out, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's lower than 10%.
It's 16%.
Oh, okay.
Then third, well, what do you think?
Hold on. Who do you think the guys are in front? Gurley? And then do you think people are saying Kamara and Zeke?
Kamara and Zeke. Yeah. 100%. Okay. Or I think you could work an argument for, Gordon in there.
Yeah. I mean, then Barkley's just essentially where he was. He was being drafted.
And maybe some people would still say, well, David Johnson's going to come back and be better. You know?
But if you were starting fresh right now, there's 0.0% chance you go and put David Johnson ahead of him with how he's played.
I mean, 0% chance that I do, but come on, man. People have different opinions. You can't be that surprised if someone would you?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of dumb people out there.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
Fair point. There's a lot of morons.
We would do, but I mean, there are people that would say, "Well, Joe Mixon's really good." You know what I mean? There's all kinds of weird stuff, dude.
I forget our intelligence level of people. So you're right.
Julio Urias is. I mean, Speaking of which, I just
watching a replay of the
I got commercials on and like replays on and
Urias's eyes in your face again.
Looking at two different directions. Anyway, what do you think is winning?
I think second is winning.
Okay, by how much over third?
10%.
More.
Oh. 20?
More.
What?
30? 61% second. 24% third, 15% fourth. It moved as we're going. So
wow. Okay.
Wow.
So you can check that out. So unanimous, I would say it's safe to say that's kind of anything 60% or above, especially if you have a threefer here and you go over 50, like 55 or over. It's kind of a unanimous that Saquon Barkley, I think, feels safe for a lot of people that he would be the second overall pick and he would go over Kamara. This would easily have been third had Kamara not gotten cucked by Mark Ingram.
Probably, yeah. I definitely think it would have been. So, but yeah, Kamara got the, I mean, Ingram got the touchdowns. I guess that's the way to say that. So,
but I mean, Kamara was
Ingram
like a
also
shell.
Had the touches, but they are also smacking Washington across the face. You know, they're not going to win. I mean, they're probably going to win.
Washington's so bad.
Yeah, and 16 rushes, 16 touches to. Or I'm sorry, hold on. Did he have any? Oh, he did. Ingram had two catches too. So 18 touches to Kamara had 9. He doubled them up.
That's not good.
It's not good, but it was also in a blowout win. You know, I don't think they're going to win going away like that every single week.
But it also shows you how much a week. I think you agree. Take Saquon's big week, Kamara's bad week, and that's why I think you get a unanimous number two for Saquon.
Wayne Gallman has never taken touches away from Saquon Barkley.
Is Zeke above Kamara or Barkley? Because I kind of think it's a firm Gurley, Kamara, Barkley top three.
Not for me. I'd put Zeke third.
So he's above Kamara? Why do you hate Kamara so much?
I think he'd be above Kamara.
Are you not progressive? You don't like the way he dresses and his tattoos and his piercings?
No, I just think that Zeke is the entire offense, where there's no reason to pull Zeke off the field outside of he's exhausted from having so many possessions already. You know, you take out Alvin Kamara because you have another really good running back in Mark Ingram there. So,
but is Saquon Barkley better than Zeke?
I think so. Yeah,
without doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see Zeke in a good offense. He just doesn't have it. So, I think they're pretty even as far as running backs go. I would probably lean towards Barkley a little bit more just because he catches the ball more cleanly out of the backfield.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but as far as talent goes, they're both really, really good. It's just, you know, you would love to see one of these guys on the Patriots, right? That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Shiny new toys, what I love. All right, let's finish this Giants talk off with the Odell stuff. What the hell's going on, man?
Odell!
What was that interview about with Lil Wayne sitting there?
Dude, I don't know. Like,
I don't understand what's happening.
Odell's one of these guys that hasn't really had a real life, right? He's had an athlete's life, which means he's been told he's the man his entire career. He hasn't really ever had a good friend because he's been concentrated on football his whole life. I'm not necessarily knocking it because that's what you have to do to be at the peak of your game and be so good where Odell is. But it's also it doesn't lend him towards any credence. So just like having a famous friend is fun. So that's what he decides to do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's very strange. Like, and he acts like a crybaby.
Yeah. I mean, he's the ultimate crybaby.
He's the biggest crybaby in the NFL. I mean, who's a bigger crybaby than him? Anybody? You think of one?
Was Terrell Owens a bigger crybaby?
Ooh, you know, that's a really good comparison, and he's inching his way into that.
Is there one? Is there someone that compared to them? Because, like, Randy Moss wasn't in there. He was a little bit more quiet, just more outspoken, but he wasn't a...
No, like, and he was also a shutdown guy. You know, like,
Keyshawn
the year in Oakland. No, I don't think, you know, Keyshawn complained a lot. God, all these wide receivers.
I mean, it's a mold of wide receiver. They're the worst.
I mean, you know, Antonio Brown has had problems this year even too, you know, screaming on the sideline.
Every single one of them. I mean, it's cornerbacks and why if you line off of the ball, and, like if you are away,
if you're on an island,
if you're on an island, you're an a-hole. Like that's essentially what the NFL has shown us.
I guess. Yeah, you're right. You're not in the trenches. You're a jerk. So that's
cornerbacks
just
and wide receivers.
Huh?
They're the worst. Do you think Odell could surpass T.O. as being the biggest crybaby of all time? Because
I don't think he has time on his side to do it for sure. I can't imagine. He's got to hear what everyone is saying. Everyone, like, it gets to a point. I think the point was when he walked off the field when they still had time left on the clock in the second quarter, and they can make up all the IV stories they want about Odell. There's no chance. He was being a little crybaby. He walked to the locker room early, and they had 2 seconds to get a playoff, and they ran a play. You know, they could have thrown a bomb. They ran a weird screen. It didn't work. So
we need to do a new crybaby poll, like Odell, Lev Bell, and then who was the last? And Rishard Matthews is like people forget what a crybaby he was, but
yeah, I mean Rishard Matthews, but you know, like
how's he doing by the way? How's he doing? The job
hasn't
hunt.
Even signed. He's had a couple of the Browns and who else looked at him?
Who cares? CFL, I hope.
Dallas could use him, that's for sure. It's got to come to a point where, you know, Shermer's going to just have to bench him for like a half or something or a game and just say, look, we can't have you doing this stuff. You have to be in line with all your other teammates. You can't be calling out everybody. If you got a problem with the play calling, come to me and tell me that you have a problem with the play calling. If you got a problem with the quarterback position not playing well, which it's not, Eli's been terrible, come to me.
Are they going to bench Eli? Are they going to bench Eli in favor of like Odell and Saquon, like the young talent there? Does he have to be?
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Uletta might get a shot for sure. Yeah.
Who is that?
Kyle Uletta is a quarterback from Richmond.
Never heard of her.
Yeah. Was it Richmond? It might be somewhere else. I can't remember off the top of my head. But Kyle Uletta's not ready. Alex Tanney's been getting a helmet, and Kyle Uletta's been acting.
Alex Tanney. That Tanney.
This Alex Tanney right here.
Those are the Giants back. Those are the other options. What is Odell doing?
Right.
What are you talking about?
They drafted Davis Webb. They didn't like him. So Davis Webb's gone.
Loser.
So. But they also said, you know, Shermer said, we believe in Eli. He's not going to get benched this week, at least. I could definitely see it happening at some point this year.
I don't think it can happen. They're not
playing good enough. They don't have a good enough line, you know.
I don't see how they do it.
Have all the Sterling Shepherds and Odells and Saquons that you want when the quarterback doesn't play well and the offensive line can't get the quarterback more than 1.5 Mississippi to throw the ball, then you're not going to be successful. End of story.
I don't see how they do it. I don't see how they can go to any of those other quarterbacks until you get to week 16 or 17. That's the only time that I think it's a possibility, unless the Giants were to completely explode this entire thing or implode it, which kind of comes back to the conversation about his legacy, because what's the only thing that you can do, man? You go sign Kaepernick? Like, that's it. Like, what else can you do?
That's what the New York Post has been saying. They've been, you know, gifting a bunch of Colin Kaepernick in there. Yeah, I don't know what they need to do, but I think that this is it for Eli in New York. This is the last year. So if he wants to keep playing next year, he's going to have to sign in Miami or something.
Does Odell's value take a hit rest of year because he plays with Eli? He's attached to
Eli?
No,
they should be losing. They should be losing, and they'll get him the ball.
I mean, do they? I mean, he was targeted 10 times, but he only caught 6.
Yeah, he'll like, as long as he's on the field not being a gigantic crybaby, dude should get the ball.
Not a guarantee.
It is definitely not a guarantee. I wouldn't be trading away Odell right now for 75 cents on the dollar or anything.
Wow. So. What about 85 cents?
95 cents is probably what I'd have to
do. You hard bargain there. All right. That's the end of hour one. Successfully talked about the Giants, all three segments.
You're welcome.
That's a drinking game right there. Keeping one topic the way through. It's incredible. We are amazing. When we come back, we're going to talk about DFS. We're going to talk about week 6. And I want to get your take on a childhood movie of mine, a cartoon that is being made into a live action movie.
I'm pumped.
I got the trailer, and let's talk about it. So don't go anywhere. It's more Bogman of the Welsh coming up in this league.